Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce.
I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh, yeah.
PlayStation. All right, guys, welcome to episode 47 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us, as always, is Fubear.
True believers!
And here we are. We're back. We weren't here last week. We had some technical difficulties with my network. I couldn't get on.
Yeah, with your no Wi-Fi having ass.
No, even if I had Wi-Fi, it would still be a problem. And it's not like if I did on my phone, I'd be able to record it anyways.
Excuse me.
But I was just noticing like my network setup, the way I put it up a while ago, it's a little different than standard ones because I have so many things plugged in. And I couldn't figure out why I could get on one thing, but for some reason I couldn't get online on my computer, and then I realized what was going on, but by the time I troubleshooted it, it was like too late. I was like, fuck it. We'll just do it later. And then weekends got too busy. I was like, eh. So, but here we are. We're back.
We're back.
A lot of stuff happened while we were gone.
A lot of stuff, actually. Yeah. A couple things.
The day after the podcast that the last one we did, I believe, is when God of War Ascension was announced.
Yeah, well, we were talking about it, and then it happened, so it's like,
yep.
I wasn't really surprised when I saw it the next day. I was like, wow.
And like, we were just talking about that. We're like prophets.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's right. But, yeah, so God of War Ascension. There was a little announcement trailer for it. No other trailers have come out since, though a lot of details have come out since the trailer. Single player, as far as the details go, it's going to be... Apparently, takes place a few months after he was tricked into killing his wife and child by Ares, as everybody knows from playing the first game. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be him. Apparently, he's in some kind of prison for the living damned because of what he did, and he's got to like get out, break out, and so we can, you know, take revenge in Ares.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Kill some more. Gotta kill some more people. Big surprise.
Yeah, but I mean, when I found it was a prequel, it made sense on how they could do a fourth one. And mm-hmm. I was like, I mean, they could have done something, but I was like, what the hell are they gonna do? But now it's a prequel. I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense, and it should be interesting. I mean, they obviously did. There's two other prequel God of War games made for the PSP, but this one, of course, being by Santa Monica Studios, so. Mm. It should be good. Of course, some big news for it was that there's going to be multiplayer on this version.
Which is kind of weird.
It's weird, but I watched the video for it, and it looks pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not, some kind of trimmed-down version of God of War when you play it multiplayer. It's still full-on cinematic, which I thought was awesome. You basically play as... You have a character which you can customize how they look, and then you end up aligning yourself with one of four gods. I think it's Poseidon, Hades, and I think Zeus and someone else. And you
have they ever been in any of the other ones?
Those gods?
Yeah.
Yeah. The gods have been in all of them.
Because I gotta be honest, I've never played God of War. I played the demo once, and I was just like, this isn't for me.
Oh, they're really fun.
Yeah.
I was late to the game on the first God of War. I bought it a year after it already come out.
Okay.
I was at Babbage's, and I was like, I need to get some games. How about that and Indigo Prophecy?
Every time you say Babbage's, I'm just always floored, dude. I never hear anybody say Babbage's anymore.
Oh, that's because they all got their name changed. But yeah, it was Babbage's back then, and I saw that. I was like, hey, I'll...
Babbage's!
It was like, they were cheap. I saw them, I was like, I'll get those. And the guy behind the counter was like, you didn't make a bad choice. And I was like, all right, well, I look forward to playing these. But, nice. Yeah, it was really fun. I liked the first one, and of course, I was there when the second one came out. And the second one was really good. I liked it better than the first one. Mm. And then 3 was really fun. But I'm looking forward to this. They're making some changes. I watched interviews with the studio heads and the director of this one, and they're saying how they're trying to make some tweaks and changes to sort of update the combat with how current games are. And it, mm-hmm. like I said, so far the multiplayer it looks really gorgeous. Like the video they showed off shows a bunch of guys, factions of guys fighting to take control of these points, and there's a Cyclops Titan that's chained down to the arena, and mm-hmm. they're trying to kill him, and then it ends with them doing basically a brutal kill, almost about to stab the Titan right in the eye, and it looks really good. So I'm thinking if the multiplayer looks like good, single player is going to look great. And I'm mm-hmm. we figure there's going to be more of it at E3, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Big news for God of War fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, after that, last week, there was some another game revealed, which we talked about before, that was rumored. Of course, that's PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Ugh, is it just me or is it just like the worst name ever?
It's a bad name.
Ugh, God, like, it's a mouthful. It sounds like you're ordering a Chinese takeout or something.
It's just be either...
That's awful.
It's just be either PlayStation Battle Royale or just Battle Royale. But PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale sounds kind of
something.
Funky.
It's gotta be something. Jesus. Just terrible.
Yeah. Ugh. But, yep, there was a big old write-up for it on a couple sites. A few people went down that it was shown off down in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And it was looking really good. It's, of course, obviously a lot like Smash Brothers, basically, uh-huh. you know, inspired.
Of course, that's going to be the crutch that everybody falls back on to make, you know, a comparison to.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, basically, I mean, not like Smash Brothers was the first game to have the kind of crossover or group fighter like that, but as far as way it plays, it's a lot like it. The one thing they did change, which I'm glad that it really turns me off about Smash Brothers and why I don't enjoy it, is there's no ring outs in PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the dumbest part of Smash Brothers. I hated the ring out idea. It mm-hmm. It never appealed to me, so I never enjoyed playing it. But they revealed a couple of only six characters on the roster. They have so far. They showed Kratos, Sly Cooper, Parappa the Rappa, Colonel Raddick from Killzone, Fat Princess, and
one of the characters from that game that you like. Ico in the Shadow of the Colossus? One of the characters from that is going to be in it, too.
Oh, I think one of the characters from ICO is in there. I didn't play ICO, but there was a side shot, like, camera shot of computer screen.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. I like the way they... Oh, Sweet Tooth. That's the one they've shown. There's going to be more, of course. They'll probably show it at E3. But
yeah.
I like the way they did the levels, because they kind of do the same thing Smash Brothers does, where the foreground is one level and the background's a different level from a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And for example, one of the stages is it's Little Big Planet in the foreground, and the background has the Buzz guy from the trivia game. And
yep.
At one point, apparently,
I love that game.
He asks a PlayStation question, and then there's four platforms that each have an answer, and you have a couple seconds to jump on the right platform for the correct answer, and then all the other ones, once it turns out, blow up. But if everybody's on the same platform, they can hit each other and knock each other off, so everybody else gets a KO.
Huh, nice.
But there's not a whole lot of details on how right now the heads-up display just shows. Basically, you fight and you attack each other and you build up what they call a super. And there's three different levels. And you use the super to basically KO other players. And for each KO you get 2 points. And then for every time you get KO'd, you lose a point. And at the end, it saves up. And it seems pretty cool. Like, the guys, the studio that was created is a Superbot Entertainment, which is composed of a bunch of guys from who worked on Mortal Kombat, a bunch of other fighting games, and they even have a guy who was like a professional tournament fighter for Tekken, stuff like that, and they're all working on the game, and they realized, the director was saying, you know, we know it's a big, we've been given a big task, and we really have to step up, because if we don't, then we're out of here, you know, and, they were really excited once they started working on it and going around and asking all these other studios if they could put the character into their game.
Mm-hmm.
And, it looks really cool. I like the Patapon Hades level, it has Hades in the background. He attacks the foreground and can do stuff and knock people down.
Really?
Yeah. But in the background, eventually, a bunch of Patapons show up, and they start fighting Hades, and it's pretty funny. But
it's pretty sweet, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I thought it was weird, like Parappa the Rapper, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Didn't they put it, like, Fat Princess?
Yeah, I saw that Fat Princess in there, too.
I was like, that is really weird. And apparently they have some pretty funny, like, intros when they come in. Like, Fat Princess, mm-hmm. She comes in, and she's, like, really thin and attractive, and then she just downs a whole cake and then plumps up really fat all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently they're social for honey. Hopefully, I'm really hoping they show a bunch more characters come E3. But I thought it was kind of strange that they show God of War and Battle Royale, like, before June's even here.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, yeah. I know Battle Royale's been hinted at, like, people have been speculating on it for a long time.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And then God of War was, you know, leaked by a retailer, which is stupid. But, and then they had to show that a little early. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'll definitely get it. I definitely want to pick it up. It looks fun. Mm-hmm. They said there will be third-party characters in the game, which I thought was really good. Because you figure there's a lot of staple characters in the PlayStation lifecycle, especially with the first PlayStation, that were huge franchises on the console. Like, because Metal Gear is in, you know, or Solid Snake's in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't really consider him Nintendo. I mean, I know they did Twin Snakes on GameCube, but that was it. They didn't put any, I mean, aside from the Metal Gears that they just ported, the Metal Gear 3 that they just ported, put on the 3DS, there was no other Metal Gear games on the, aside from, obviously, the first Metal Gear that was ported way back on the NES, but.
Right, right.
Aside from that, it's like it was a huge PlayStation franchise. And, of course, I'm hoping they put some Final Fantasy characters in there. Like, if they put, like, Sephiroth in, then everybody's going to play Sephiroth. But we'll see. It could be a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And let's see here. What else we got? Well, actually, before we jump any further ahead, that was kind of just covering stuff we missed in the past 2 weeks. But let's go over what new releases came out last week that we didn't get announced, and then this week's as well. So for last week, which everybody obviously knows, since it came out, we could talk about some of the stuff. The Walking Dead Episode 1 came out, which I've heard a lot of people say is really fun.
You know, if it's anything like the Back to the Future and the Sam and Max, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know, that sounds kind of lame. Don't you think?
Yeah, I downloaded all the Back to the Future ones just because they were free for Plus members a while back.
Me too, yeah.
I started playing the first episode, and I just couldn't get that into it, even though I love Back to the Future.
I know,
but
right?
Apparently, this one is actually supposed to be really good. Like I said, everybody that's been playing, I know, of course, they're all fans of Walking Dead, so that could be a...
Yeah, that probably has a little something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't plan on getting it. It's supposed to be 5 episodes.
Yeah, that makes 2 of us.
But it's... You know, $5 for an episode, and then you can buy a season pass to get all them. But yeah, if you're into Walking Dead, I don't watch the show, but go ahead and pick it up.
For show.
Battlefield 3 came out digitally on the network for $60. I was hoping it'd be discounted.
Way too much. Still way too much.
Yeah, but I almost considered if I could get a lot of money for a cash trade-in for my disc. I'd almost take it to GameStop, get cash, and then buy it digitally just so I never have to put in the disc again. Because I put it all the time.
But why don't you just send it to me?
Send you Battlefield?
Yeah, send me Battlefield. You buy your Battlefield. Win-win.
Okay. <Right? laughs> And there you go.
Huh?
I need cash. Yeah. If it was discounted, I'd totally do it.
Yeah.
But let's see. Bejeweled 3 came out. The Cursed Crusade. Feeding Frenzy 2. Grease Dance, Hot Shots Golf, Out of Bounds, Complete Collection, instead of Walking Dead. Oh, Skype came out for the Vita, which I haven't downloaded on my Vita yet.
Yawn.
But
does anybody use Skype for the Vita? I mean, really?
I don't know honestly, if anybody used it that much on their
honestly,
PSP either.
That's probably gets used as much as the internet browser on PS3.
I used to use it all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, back before.
Well, I could see if you don't have a computer and you have, like, no other option, then yeah. You could try it, but ugh.
Yeah, I used it for years before before I bought my computer. I was like, I always use that. Look up guides or stuff. If I play Final Fantasy XI, I'd look up stuff on the FF Wiki. It was great. Let's see, what else we got here? PS1 Classics, Future Cop LAPD, and Darkstalkers 3 came out, and they're $6.
Okay.
PS2 Classic Red Faction came out. That's I know a lot of people like that game. That was really fun. I remember that back in the day. All that Geo Destruction.
I do remember Red Faction, yeah.
Yep. Bunch of DLC for your standard stuff. I wish I had Little Big Planet 2, because I want that Journey costume that they released for it.
Uh-huh.
They also did a Skate Plan costume, which I thought was really funny. And a bunch of other DLCs. And there's demos for Dragon's Dogma, Ninja Gaiden 3, and The Walking Dead.
And a lot about that game, too.
Dragon's Dogma?
Uh-huh.
You know, there was, like, nothing on it for the longest time, and then all of a sudden now there's a bunch of, they keep talking about, like, and it's just around the corner, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, if it didn't come out this week, then next week, but I know it comes out with a voucher for a demo for Resident Evil 6, which Xbox users get first in July or June, and then PS3 users get the demo in August, which I thought was kind of weird.
Sweet.
Exclusivity for a demo. But anyways.
Yeah, does this seem kind of odd?
Yeah, well, let's jump to this week. New releases. There was Awesome Knots came out.
I heard a lot about that game, too.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's free for PlayStation Plus members, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Check that out.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 came out digitally, of course, for $20.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Universe and Doc Clock, The Toasted Sandwich of Time. Interesting title. The PlayStation Vita version of Mortal Kombat came out, which I considered getting. If I could semi-save back and forth on that one, I might get it, because it's supposed to be pretty good with some of the touch controls they added. PlayStation Plus, like I said, Awesome Knots for free. Full game trial, Battlefield Bad Company 2. Ooh. Oh, shit. Too bad I already own it. But Castlevania Chronicles and Castlevania Symphony of the Night, the PlayStation 1 games, are free for Plus members.
Yeah.
So.
But it's digital, though.
Yeah. What about it?
Oh, you bought it digital? You said you already owned it.
Yeah, I bought it digital a long time. All right. Like, right when that went up in the store, that was the first game I bought off the PlayStation Network was Castlevania Symphony of the Night, because it was one of the first in the group and they released the games on the store. Yeah, I only have I think I have five. I bought Final Fantasy VII, Castlevania, Crash 1 and 2, and then Crash Bandicoot, of course. And then I downloaded Resident Evil 3 when that was free for Plus members, and I think that's it. But yeah, I don't know if they ever added the Oddworld games on digitally or not, but
that's fun. The Oddworld games.
Yeah,
I like that game. What is it? Stranger's Wrath.
You know, I didn't.
Yeah, they came out with it in HD.
Yeah.
Really fun. Really worth the $15. Is it discounted now?
I don't know if it's discounted or not. I haven't played that one, and I want to. But I just haven't gotten around to it.
If it hasn't been discounted, it's still worth the $15. It's very fun. I have it. About maybe halfway through it.
Yeah.
It's a good play. It really is worth the money. And you could tell they kind of went through it and with a fine-tooth comb and HD'd everything up. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Trine 2 is out for free. PSN game. I know that's supposed to be a pretty good one. And then PS1 classic, The Legend of Dragoon, came out for $6. That was a huge RPG back in the day. I never did play it, and I was considering buying this and playing this one, but I don't know if I can go back and play a game with, you know, 2-gen back graphics, which isn't necessarily an issue, but if you don't have nostalgia for a game, it's kind of hard to play an old one, you know. But PS2 classics, they released Max Payne for $10 and Rayman 2 Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was cool. They released the original Max Payne, since the third one is 2 weeks away.
Yeah, is it just the original one, or is it HD'd up?
It's just the original. It's just the PS2 classic. So yeah, it's not HD'd.
Hmm.
But yeah, I figured if Rockstar was gonna HD, and they probably would have hit it up by now. But
I would love to see Grand Theft Auto San Andreas HD'd up. That's another one I'd like to get on the HD train, as it were.
Hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of DLC, of course. For some reason, there's a DLC bundle for Dead Space, the original one. Motorstorm RC, Operation Raccoon City DLC, Rock Band, Rocksmith, SSX, of course. So, I downloaded Operation Raccoon City. Originally had a free DLC that came out for it a couple weeks ago, and I got it because it was, of course, free. And it was the mercenary missions. The guys usually play as the USS when you play the story on the disc. But the mercenary missions are the guys you're trying to kill. So I downloaded the mission. It was free. Turns out it's just one mission, and then you have to buy the other four missions for $10. And
wow.
I didn't realize that. But when I think about it, I think the game itself is only 8 missions long. I mean, they can last for quite a while, each of the missions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily unreasonable, but I thought it was really interesting that it was like, oh, here's some free DLC. And then I downloaded it, and then I saw the $10 one. I was like, why is that one $10? I'm like, whatever. And then I realized, oh, I get the first one free, and I have to buy the other four. So I haven't bought them yet, but I need to do that. I mean, that it's kind of a cool thing, I guess. It's like an expansion demo, per se. Like, it maybe there's... Here's... You can do, like for instance, if they had another game, like, for the DLC they're going to be... They announced that's going to be coming out for... Skyrim.
I saw that for Xbox first.
Yeah, the Dawnguard. Like, if they released... If you could buy... Get that... Download it for free, but you can only do one of the story quests, and then if you don't like it, don't buy the rest. Don't get it. But if you want more quests after that, you have to buy it. You know what I mean?
Huh.
It's kind of an interesting way to
Sounds
do something.
Interesting. Yeah.
But, yeah, speaking of that, of course, like we said, the... Skyrim Dawnguard DLC, Bethesda announced it, that'll be coming this summer for Xbox, and more details at E3, and then later date on PS3. I'm curious how long the exclusivity is for Xbox. I didn't realize that Bethesda had a... but I guess that makes sense, considering Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas had timed exclusive on DLC for Xbox.
Apparently so.
But... I mean, it time exclusivity is like, I'm not a huge opponent of it, but it's when it becomes an extreme length of time. For instance, the Battlefield DLCs that come out, they are on PlayStation just a week earlier than PC and Xbox, which I think is like, hey, that's a reasonable amount of time, just a week.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do something, it's like, who knows, if this ends up being like 6 months or... Because if it takes it long, as long as it did for Fallout, then I'm not even going to care.
Because I don't think most people are going to care if it does take that long. I mean, Bethesda is only going to hurt themselves in the long run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, granted, Microsoft probably just threw a wheelbarrow full of money in front of them and said, give it to us first before anyone else for, you know, X amount of time. But in the long run, they're only going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
So.
But
hopefully they learn a lesson. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. They as long, I figure if they got a big enough chunk of money, then maybe that'll cover for it. But
yeah,
I'm not necessarily like clamoring for DLC for Skyrim. Like I said, once I got that platinum, I was like, all right, I'm done. Now if DLC comes out for it, I'll probably get it and play it if I have nothing else to play. Because right now it's starting to come out. A bunch of stuff's gonna be hitting the store soon.
Max Payne 3.
Yeah. Today I meant to go pick up Sniper Elite V2, but I haven't got any.
Oh, you're gonna get that? You gotta let me know how that is.
Yeah, I think it's been getting like about average scores.
Yeah, you
know, good 7, but I guess it has a couple AI issues. But the sniping mechanics was really fun. I like the demo.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it a lot, and so I want to get it. I'm definitely gonna pick it up. And then next week, Starhawk comes out, which I pre-ordered.
Really?
Yeah, which I would suggest, if you're going to get it, pre-order it, because you get like $20 worth of DLC if you do.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy. And I I think I mentioned it before, but that's the on the season finale of The Tester this season. That was the game that they played at the very end when they faced off against each other.
Really?
And it actually looked really fun. Like, I was kind of skeptical because I wasn't a big Warhawk fan. But now that I saw it, like, playing out and the whole RTS aspect of it, because I've been playing a lot of StarCraft. I'm like, you know what? I kind of like this idea. Like, basically, the modes that they were playing was, like, you run around and you set up your defenses, so you're building turrets, you're building, expanding your base, and then all of a sudden this wave comes in and you just take out these guys, and then you have to build more stuff to defend your base, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Kind of sounds like Dungeon Defenders. Weird.
I'm looking forward to it. Definitely going to get that. And then, of course, the week after that, on the 15th, is Max Payne 3.
Which so. I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm getting.
Don't you get, like, a special edition if you order by a certain time or something like that?
I'm not sure if you get a special edition. I pre-ordered it just now, or the other day, but I don't know if it, like, if it is one or not. Who knows? I think it does that thing. I think there's, like, a special, you get, like, the cemetery map, multiplayer map, so. But, yeah. I have a lot of stuff I had pre-ordered. I pre-ordered all the three games we just mentioned. I have Assassin's Creed 3 pre-ordered, Tomb Raider, Borderlands 2. I pre-ordered PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
You're going to get it?
I said I'm going to get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to get... Well, right now I just have it reserved because I'm interested. It looks good. Like I said, it looks like it's changing the things that I didn't like about Smash Brothers. I get that. I think I reserved God of War Ascension as well. I have, like, 10 games I reserved on there. But, yeah, so definitely looking forward to the rest of this year.
Okay.
But let's go on to some other news, shall we? So I don't know if you got the email that was going around from Sony that was, like, basically a questionnaire.
I did.
Yeah, did you get one of those?
Yeah, I haven't filled it out yet, though.
Yeah, I was...
I mean, is there really any point to...
It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's mainly for Plus members. I think it's the only people it's been sending it to are Plus members, because what it does is it asks you, like, it asks you a couple questions at the beginning, just saying, like, do you know about these services? Are you familiar? What do you like about Plus? And it has you rate, like, a few different things, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, how much do you like the automatic firmware and game updates? How do you like the cloud storage? How do you like this? How do you like that? And then it starts to go into this section that takes, like, 20 minutes, because they show you a bunch of different of these hypothetical price plans for PlayStation Plus with different levels of, like, games and features. It was pretty interesting. I took screenshots of, like, all the different options they have. Like, for instance, they had one that was, like, for instance... It breaks it down into a bunch of different segments where it says how often games are added to the catalog, and typically it was either every other week, every month, every other month, or every week, depending on which one. Then it asks you number of games added per year, and that number would fluctuate. It would either be 45 games a year, or 20 games a year, or 25, or 52. It kind of changed. Then... asked you how many of those games would be PSN games, how many of the games would be classic arcade games and PS1 classics, and then how many would be full Blu-ray release games. It also asked, like, number of games always in the catalog, quality of the games, and age of new games when added to the catalog. And then it asks you number of discounts available per month, discount percentage, and every one of them included a free access to Call of Duty Elite. Like, not everyone, they didn't include it, but it was, like, one of the options. And then it gave you different price points. Like, sometimes they'd be $59.99. Some of them would be $99.99 for this annual course. But I always end up going for the ones whenever they say, I always end up clicking for the options that included full Blu-ray games that were quality, either most B, like B-rated, and some A-rated. I always went for those, and I try to choose them. Like, I tell them I'd want them to be newer releases. Like, I basically went for all the ones that had new release Blu-ray games, and That was basically how I went with it. That was updated quicker. You know, games are added every other week or every month at least. That's how I voted. But it was really interesting. There's a lot of different options that they let you choose from and see how you liked. And it was I'm curious to see if they add any, like a second tier to PlayStation Plus, or if they just, you know, change it outright. So
I might buy into that if there's like a more exclusive tier of PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It would have to come with a more awesome symbol than the little yellow cross that you get next to your, you know, name, but I totally buy into that.
Yeah, it was a lot of the ones where they ended up being like the annual cost was $99, the discount percentage also went up. So a lot of the ones were but like I said, it was all with stuff that to me, when I chose them, would be worth that annual subscription.
$99 though?
For a year. But the discount was 75%. So you figure if you're getting a lot of discounts, 10% depending on what they are.
Well, yeah, if they're not putting crap games on the store that I don't want to fucking buy, then yeah.
Exactly.
I'd probably do the 99, you know?
That's why I chose all the ones that I only wanted, you know, top-tier games.
Yeah.
And they
better be top-tier games. They better not be like fucking Wipeout HD, finally free after, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
What the hell do I want this for? You're releasing all these games that I don't want to fucking download.
Yeah. That's why also, like, the Blu-ray games, I wanted them to be newer, because if a game comes out and I want to get it, I'm going to get it when, you know, I'm going to buy it right when it comes out, typically. It's rare that I ever wait to buy a game, unless it's a game I'm kind of on the fence about. Like, I didn't buy Skyrim right away because I didn't really care, and I just bought it because I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll get it. But if that was out digitally, I probably would have just downloaded it. And then, like Battlefield, if Battlefield was digital, that would have been awesome. I wish they'd do it with their first party games. Because I know it's not Sony related, but Nintendo was saying how they plan to do a day and date release of digital and physical releases. Kind of like the Vita does right now. Which is interesting, and like especially for a full-on console. But I wish they'd have Blu-ray games, like full-on retail games, digitally quicker. Obviously, me downloading depends also too on like how big the game is. But I wouldn't mind having more games digitally. Anyways, let's jump on here. Let's see. Richard Lamarchin, he worked at Naughty Dog. He was a designer. He left Naughty Dog after 8 years of working there, and he's going to apparently teach at USC. But which is interesting. He basically said Gamasutra was asking him about it, and he was just saying, of course, I think the simplest answer is that it seems like a natural transition point. So it wasn't like he was tired of working at Naughty Dog. He just, at this point in life, I guess he wants to go, you know, teach about games.
Yeah. Naughty Dog's an excellent studio. I got nothing bad to say about them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody's lucky enough to get a job there, they should hang on to it like grim death. But if you want to go out and explore greener pastures, then that's up to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not like he's going like to work at a different studio. He's just going to go teach. So I think that's cool. Like, you're getting someone who's working at a designer at one of the, you know, top tier studios, who's going to go teach at a UC. And then it's like, hey, he can pass on his skills there to, you know, the next generation who's probably might go into the business. That'd be cool. But I wish if more people did it, that'd be pretty awesome though. Let's see here. More details came out about Little Big Planet karting, as we talked about before. As you mentioned, it's being developed by United Front Games, who apparently worked extremely close with Media Molecule to get the authentic feel of LBP. And from what what a lot of sites are saying who have played it, it's supposed to be like, because it's not really like Mod Nation and it's a lot more like Little Big Planet, it's supposed to be like, it sounds like it's awesome. There's full-on customization just like you'd have in Little Big Planet, and all the screenshots I see of it in some of the videos, it looks fun. Like, I'm excited, and the fact that you can do even, I mean, obviously there was a track editor in Mod Nation, but this one, you can do so much more than just track editing, because it's just like Little Big Planet. You can use all the tools that the developers did to create the tracks. Then you can also, apparently when you create tracks, you can also create custom weapons as well.
Really?
Which I thought was interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. They have a lot of levels that are throwbacks to class in, like, favorite levels in Little Big Planet 1 too. But, yeah, apparently, they said right now, though, even though it's not finished, it's still a work in progress, they are saying it is suffering from long load times like Mod Nation did, but hopefully, I'm hoping they iron out the load times by the time it comes out. Because that was the biggest downfall of Mod Nation, was the long-ass load times.
The loading times killed it, yeah.
Yeah, I know, because I love that game. The game was hella fun. I downloaded
Super
a bunch
fun,
of
yeah.
tracks that people made, and I played it a lot when it first came out, but it just, those load times killed me, man. I mean, like, come on. It just takes days. But that's a game I got to reserve. I don't know why I didn't reserve that one yet, but I definitely want to get Little Big Planet Karting. Looks like it'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be picking that one up.
Not a karting game?
Yeah, I think we got enough karting games out there, you know?
Well, yeah, if you have more than one platform, yeah, there are a couple card games you can get on other ones. But let's see here. Valve has apparently confirmed that they will not be announcing any new projects at this year's E3. So anybody who's waiting for Half-Life 3 announcements or anything, there won't be. But which sucks. But of course, they are working on Dota 2 and Counter-Strike Global Offensive, both of which are in closed betas right now. And there's also Portal 2 DLC coming out for the PC, so you can create your own levels, which is pretty cool. I hope they do something on PS3 to where you can, I mean, obviously it's Steamworks, it's not full on Steam, but if they had a way to where you can download maps that people created on the PC onto the PS3, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
I don't know if they did that. I think they did that for Unreal Tournament 3 back in the day. Like, if people created maps on the PC, you can download them on the PS3, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But that'd be pretty fun.
It does sound pretty fun.
Yep. All right.
Nice little feature.
Yeah. Other than that, not a whole lot of other news. That was a lot, though, from the 2 weeks that we missed. We said we got some reveals there. I feel like I'm missing something else, but if it comes back to me, I'll just go. I'll get it next week. But well, let's go to you for a sec. You got a new job.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. New job, J-O-B. I got a new job in the video game industry, which is impressive. I did not think I was going to get it, but I nailed the interview, and I knew within minutes that I had gotten it.
Oh, yeah?
And they went, and they wanted to go ahead and talk to some lady in HR real quick, so I texted my girlfriend. I was like, I think I just got the job. She's like, what? I was like, hang on a second, I'm still in the interview. I'll text you back. So, that's pretty exciting stuff. It's for Dark Moon Game Studios in Walnut Creek. And I'm in charge of social media and marketing for their games.
Nice.
And it's more browser web-based. But they're coming out with a couple new ones that are really cool. So, I'm actually pretty excited. So, we'll see what happens.
Nice.
But, yeah, I don't have to do the friggin' manual labor anymore. I haven't sat behind a desk in about 5 years, so it was a little weird at first. Excuse me. It was a little weird at first, and I think I could get used to it again. So.
All right. Now you can, when you promote stuff, you can tell all your true believers to go hit up whatever it is with a bunch of views. That way they think, man, this food, this guy is really doing really well.
Well, since I'm in charge of marketing, I can always just put together a nice little swag bag and give it away on PS3 blog, you know?
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
Mark the hell out of you people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. It does help for your commute times, though.
Well, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it for me not to have to change tires in the rain anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's exactly. Worth it to not deal with assholes on a daily basis and not, you know, get treated like shit by just random people who are in a bad mood. You know, it's nice to be able to work with, you know, professionals. Mm-hmm.
Do they, did you, when you, before you got the job, did you negotiate getting your time off for E3?
No, but they're going to, it sounds like they're going to, we're going to go to E3 anyways.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. They went to GDC.
Yeah.
So, they were talking about going to E3, and I think we're all going to go together, so which is going to be pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then I can go on a double official capacity.
So hopefully I can get them to pay for the plane ticket. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And then I'll be sad, because then I have press credentials, we got our own booth, and I don't even have to pay for the tame plane ticket, so.
There you go, man. That'd be
nice. Pretty freaking sweet.
Nice. Yeah. Pay for that, pay for some food, what up, some margin.
My buddy has a house like 20 minutes away from the convention center, so I'll just stay with him, you know?
What if they offer to put you up in a hotel right next to the place with you?
Well, then, hotel it is.
You're like, well, all right.
Hotel Holiday Inn.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, sounds pretty sweet, so we'll see what happens.
Cool.
It's only my second day, so there's not too much to report.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are they starting out at almost the same amount that you made at your last job?
A little bit less, but it's worth it to me, you know?
Yeah. Obviously, there'd be a lot of room to grow in a company like that.
And that's a thing, too. So, you know, the company's going to start growing, and, you know, with that comes advancement and promotions and stuff like that. So
exactly.
That's just expected.
Yeah.
And the company's like 6 people and it's really small and everybody's really super cool. So
cool.
And I get health benefits now.
Nice.
I've been a doctor in like 10 years. Most of the time I just kind of roll the dice and say, "Come on, healthy." You know?
So you better go in, get a checkup. Yeah,
Get my AIDS checked out, see how my AIDS is doing.
There you go. Make sure your crabs don't have herpes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
You have to put a bunch of stuff all over your desk and then take pictures and post it on the site.
Nice.
Tweet some pictures and be like, check out the Foobear Dungeon. Get like a bunch of...
Somebody already made like a Post-it Luigi on the window facing Walnut Creek. It's pretty funny.
Is that... I saw that, but I didn't know who on Facebook. I was like, who made this? But I didn't see who posted it. I saw that there.
It's just
like,
one of my coworkers.
That's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, anything else exciting going on in the life of Foo?
That's about it, man.
How's softball treating you?
Pretty good. I played last night. Went 2-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. We lost by 1, which is always disheartening, but we're still in first place.
Yeah.
You know, playing 3 times a week now. But, I mean, the whole point is for me to go out there and get exercise, and I ride my bike to work and to BART and everything, so hopefully I can shed a couple LBs. I'm already handsome, so that's taken care of, and then I'm doing the softball thing. So, and then I host a pickup softball game on Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
and so that's going really well. I mean, like 26 people showed up last weekend, so it's pretty crazy, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's exploded in popularity, which is good. I mean, when we, my friend Ed and I first started, you know, putting that thing together, maybe like 4 or 5 people would show up. Mm-hmm. Now we got so many people we don't even know what to do with. So we've actually stopped advertising it on Craigslist. So we don't have, you know, hopefully people, the numbers will go down to like normal, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So
do you get free Wi-Fi on the BART?
No, BART does not have Wi-Fi, BART, unfortunately. Doesn't have Wi-Fi. That would be wonderful if they did, though.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if it does in, like, other segments of the city or something, or different BART lines.
Mm-mm. No, there's no Wi-Fi on BART yet. Yeah. They do have Wi-Fi on AC Transit,
yeah,
the buses that come up to BART.
Mm-hmm.
There's Wi-Fi on those buses, but not on BART itself.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the amount of money it would take to put Wi-Fi on BART, you know?
I always think it's weird when I see, you know, a bus go by. It's like, oh, there's Wi-Fi on the bus. I'm like,
really? Yeah. Well, it's only the bus.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about BART, which is like 20 trains long.
Yeah.
And you got to put, you know, something in each one of those trains. That gets a little pricey after a while.
True. And I don't think BART necessarily makes a lot of money as it is.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Although they play their drivers real nice.
Oh, really?
That's the job to get right there, yeah. BART operator.
Yeah. Until you fall asleep behind the wheel and crash the train.
Well, those things pretty much drive themselves. I mean, they're on tracks for a reason. You know,
yeah,
right?
Well, I know there's a couple accidents a while back in, I think, in the Frisco area or something like that when the trains got kind of fucked up, but...
Huh.
Yeah, the guy fell asleep on the wheel, and the autopilot didn't quite work as well, and it didn't slow down when it came to the station. But yeah. All right. I'm just trying to think of what else. I had some stuff I was saving last week. I was like, oh, I gotta talk about this, and then I didn't because we didn't end up doing it. And then I was like, okay, I gotta bring it back up on Saturday, and I keep trying to send myself. I got to start writing stupid notes on my iPhone. That way I can just remind myself to, oh, hey, this is what you need to talk about.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, well, there's always next week.
Yeah. Man, we got a ton of emails a while back from ex-Boardster. A lot of stuff. But they're not necessarily just questions. They're just telling us what needs to be fixed on the PlayStation Network and video games. Like, He starts off, let me read these real quick, like one of them, he says, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 needs a new patch update to fix the lag errors and connection problems, the send invite problems, join game, invite problems, add blood and gore, and add all kind of those kind of features, game modes, all perks, kill streaks from Black Ops, Nuketown map, you just come in there, creature creation, combat training, wager matches, player card, custom games, also fix Spec Ops mode lag, error problems, Spec Ops mode, juggernaut kill streaks. And then the next email, he's like, Ninja Gaiden 3 needs a new patch to fix the can't connect to network errors and the ninja trials. These problems need to be fixed. And then he sends an email, and these are all within, like, one's within, like, a half hour, and the next one's about an hour and a half later. It's like, PS3 network signal strength needs to be fixed. Low, please fix connection problems. Connection errors need to be fixed. But I think, like, your signal would be more of a network thing, not necessarily the PlayStation Network itself. And then the last one he sent was, he's all, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City needs a new patch to fix lag errors, connection problems, add zombie mode, waves of zombies like in Call of Duty, see ones that have, like, horde mode.
Yeah.
And that was basically it. Like, just a bunch of, which is fine, but it's more like Call of Duty, we don't play, or your friend plays that. But, but all these other things, like, tell us this is what needs to be fixed. I'm like, yeah, I guess. But a lot of them seem kind of, you know, obviously their developers need to fix those problems. But I thought it was kind of a funny email. Like, I checked and I'm like, oh, hey, look, I have a bunch of emails, all from the same guy, about a bunch of different problems. I thought it was funny. But
kids these days, what are you gonna do, right?
Crazy kids.
So desensitized by TV violence, rap music.
Yep, that MTV.
Yep. Sheesh. I used to blame Carson Daly, but they don't even have TRL anymore, so it's like, what's the point?
Yep. Well,
mm-hmm.
You all set to see the Avengers this weekend?
Yeah, I am definitely gonna go. I'm definitely gonna go see it.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna go see it on Saturday. I know it's already been out internationally for a while and it's done really well apparently, but I'm not like super crazy like I gotta see this movie. I'm just kind of gonna go because yeah, I'll go see it. But apparently it's supposed to be pretty good. So
supposed to be really good.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know the new Dark Knight Rises trailer is supposed to come out during this film, but I think it's already out on the internet anyways.
Oh yeah, it's totally already out. I watched that one on YouTube last night.
Yeah. Oh, looks great.
I can't wait for that. Doesn't look great about that movie.
I know. Honestly. I wish I didn't watch like any of the trailers because I knew it was going to be good anyways.
You didn't watch any of it.
I wish.
You're not gonna obsess about this too, are you?
Well, it was like Uncharted 3. I did really well not watching any more trailers for that game for like
the whole. Yeah, there was a certain point where you just had to cut yourself off on Uncharted 3 because the trailers kept getting longer and longer and longer.
I was listening to a Rooster Teeth podcast and they were talking about trailers that. The worst trailer to ruin a movie. And they were talking about that. And then my coworker, he said he was going to watch the new Mission Impossible movie because he got it in from Netflix, Ghost Protocol. And I told him, I'm like, oh, you got it in, huh? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, whatever you do, don't watch the opening credits. Once it gets to the opening credits, skip ahead and just watch the movie. And I don't know if you've seen it. But or plan to, but basically, right when the opening credits start, I don't know who the hell had the bright idea to do this, but it basically starts this sizzle reel where the entire opening segment, which is like 2.5 minutes long, they just show clips from the movie. And it just started, and they're showing like all these action clips. And I'm like, why are you showing everything that's gonna happen later on? Especially in the fucking credits. It's the worst idea ever. And he even said that, like, when it came up, he skipped it, and then he watched the movie, then he went back and watched the credits, and he's like, holy shit, you were right. Who the hell would do this? Why would you do this? I just thought it was like, it's the dumbest thing. So yeah, if you're gonna watch Ghost Protocol, skip the credits. Because I just felt like, man, it's gonna ruin everything. And then, like, I was really disappointed. Like, I didn't want to know that cool part was coming up. I wanted to see it when it happens. But anyway, I'm going to have to, this week if I remember stuff, I'm just going to have to write them down. That way we can just rant about stuff. Your schedule's pretty blocked up now since you have the long days because of travel and then you do a lot of softball on the weekends, huh?
Yeah. Sundays are really the best day to do this, but I think somebody was a little hungover this last weekend. Didn't want to do it.
When am I hungover? No, I wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
No.
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't drink. I forgot.
Yeah.
But, I was like, this guy's hungover or something.
We'll have to. I'm trying to think of what the hell I'm doing on Sunday. I don't think I have anything.
Sunday's really the best day. It's my lazy day. I don't do anything. I'm recovering from softball.
Yeah, we can try. Really the best day. This Sunday, let's try in the what time in the morning you get up on Sunday?
7, 8.
7? What shit? Yeah. I don't give a fucking 7. That's hell early. Let's try to shoot for doing a short, not like a short podcast, but like a podcast where we can like talk about Journey, I suppose.
Okay.
I know it's been a while and we keep meaning to talk about that. And we can just kind of, I just want to see how it works out for doing it that day, you know, as far as time goes and maybe just have it, not so much game talk, but like I said, we can talk about Journey or we can talk about, spoil some other games and just kind of shoot the shit or something.
Yeah, you know, that sounds good to me.
See how that goes. Yeah, because if that works out better, maybe we can try to just do these on, start movies this Sunday, that way you don't have to worry about, you know, getting in late, you know, getting home from work and being like tired and being like, oh, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
Because you're getting in late now. Plus, evenings aren't necessarily all that great. But, yeah, we'll try that out.
I'm on YouTube right now. I'm loading up the Batman trailer and reading the comments.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy. His name is Mr. Super Film Buff. And it says, my predictions for the new Batman movie. Number one, Batman will have a bittersweet victory and will either be paralyzed or die at the end.
Number two, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character will take over as Gotham's Dark Knight. Number three, Rian Johnson will direct the next Nolan-produced Batman trilogy. Number four, I will jizz in my pants.
Nice. I know there's a lot of speculation going on that it might be like a Batman Beyond kind of scenario where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character ends up taking over as Batman. Which, the only reason I don't think that'll happen is because it's Nolan's last Batman movie. He's not going to do it anymore. So he's going to conclude it. I don't think he'd write it in such a way so that, you know, the studio can carry on if they want. Like, if they're going to do it, he's just going to wrap it up in his own way. He's not, I don't feel like he would tailor make it.
You really don't think he would make any more?
Well, he said he won't make any more. He wouldn't have.
Well,
he
there's a lot of people that say things and then, oh, let's come back for a sequel.
Well, he wasn't originally going to do Dark Knight Rises, and except that he felt that there was a little more character and story arc he can finish that he wanted to get done, and this is supposed to be the conclusion. But I honestly don't see him doing any more. I mean, he typically doesn't do sequels except for Batman. Like, if you look at all his movies,
I love Nolan movies. Man, him and David Fincher, probably my two favorite directors.
Yeah, I watched Memento again the other day.
Oh, such a good movie. Guy Pearce is amazing.
Yeah, it's on Instant Watch.
Wow.
Definitely watch that.
He's in that new one, too. What is it? Lockout?
Lockout, yeah. It's
supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'll see. I might throw that. When that comes out, I'll probably put it on Netflix.
He was in Count of Monte Cristo, too. That's always a personal favorite for Guy Pearce too. That's another good Guy Pearce movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just re-added back onto Instant Watch, but they put a Snatch back up on there, and I've been wanting to watch Snatch again for a while now.
Yeah, that movie's fantastic. It's like the English version of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, they had Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels out there for a long time.
Now we're talking about Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I wish they put Layer Cake on there, because that's another Guy Ritchie one. But I only saw it once, but I want to see that one again, just because it's in that same
Craig, man.
It's in that same style.
What's not to like?
Yeah. But, yeah, all right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this week, so it's good to be back. It's been a while. I know everybody else has probably been waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are getting, like I said, we are getting closer to that 1 year mark.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe I've been putting up with you for a year? Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about the entire year, but a long majority of the time.
Yeah, let's just go with majority.
And I think it's the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's been putting up with someone else. No, I'm just kidding. But, all right, well, let's see, secret word. Should we do... What's the name of the studio you work at?
Black Moon Gaming Studios.
Black Moon. So let's do Black Moon.
Sounds good to me.
It'll be a secret word. And, all right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And it's good to be back. And like I said, we're going to try to do one on this coming Sunday. Just talking about Journey and maybe shoot the shit, just see how it goes.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we'll get that up. And we will see you all, most likely, though, after that, next week.
Smell you later.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could